I'm Jared.
And I'm Eric.
And you are listening to the Ascend Podcast, where college and university leaders, thinkers, and innovators come to learn practical and proven strategies for improving retention rates, graduation rates, and overall student success. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ascend Podcast. I am Eric Kirby. Joining me as always, Dr. Jared Tippetts. Jared, good to be with you today.
Good morning, Eric. Hey, good to see you this week.
Hey, so today we are wrapping up, kind of hard to believe, the last section of our Ascend model. This is coming from culture, and this is helping students better understand the campus culture before they ever arrive on campus. So Jared, talk to us a little bit about why helping students understand the campus culture before they come to campus. Why is that important to retention?
Eric, it's just so interesting when we talk to students over the years and they come to campus and they move in and they're here and they're like, whoa, this is not what I thought it was going to be like here in Cedar City, Utah. And I'm guessing lots of students all over the country have that same realization. After they arrive on campus or move into a community, it's just different than what they thought. And therefore, then they leave. And when we talk about retention, it's really important to help students better understand the campus culture, the campus environment, the community, and all those things before they ever arrive on campus. This is particularly true with our international students, with our out-of-state students, those who may not have been able to make a campus visit as part of their college selection process. It's really important to get out in front of this and help them make a decision about whether or not this is the place they want to live before they ever arrive.
Yeah, and you know, some specific examples, I remember that we had some international students who did not know that it snowed here in Cedar City. And so they arrived not with any type of winter clothing because they didn't know that they needed it. And they were absolutely blown away that, you know, come October, November, December of any given year, we can have a few inches of snow and temperatures dramatically drop. I remember some issues with some out-of-state individuals that thought maybe we were closer to a Las Vegas, given our proximity to it, and not understanding that we don't have much of a nightlife here. There's no skyscrapers, there's no malls, there's no giant superstore centers. So helping students better understand our weather, our community, our nightlife or lack thereof, or the need to go out and do your own thing and find your own fun has become a huge benefit to us of making sure we're recruiting and therefore able to retain students that have a full knowledge of who we are and who we are not, as opposed to, as you mentioned, them getting here that first semester and realizing that maybe they didn't read as much as they should have, or they maybe felt a little duped in either withholding some information or maybe something wasn't as forthcoming as it should have been. So we have found this very advantageous for retention because students now know what they're getting into. So Jared, talk to us about how we went about dispelling some of these myths, if you will.
We simply started creating videos, short little videos and little marketing pieces to better explain to our students the realities of living in Cedar City, Utah, and attending our institution, right? So we started capturing videos of our community. We started putting together little pieces about, like you said, about the nightlife or lack thereof. We started talking about, like you said, the weather, the annual kind of cycle of weather that students will experience during their time on campus. And we started working with the admissions office and incorporating these sorts of things into their recruitment pieces to be fully transparent to students. We started including these sorts of videos and pieces and educational things in our online orientation for students. All of these sorts of things where we try to get out in front of it. We want them to make a decision about whether or not this is the right place for them before they ever even arrive on campus. We would rather a student make a decision then come for a semester and leave and therefore not retain. And we realize what we offer is not for everyone, and that's okay. And I think institutions sometimes are so desperate for enrollments that they do kind of hide the ball from some students in hopes that anyone and everyone will show up. Maybe it's also around the demographics of your student body, right? That we oversell or undersell kind of what that demographic makeup of your student body is. I don't know, whatever it is, it's just really important to help students fully understand the campus culture before they ever arrive on campus.
Yeah, not only just that logical aspect as you outlined, but what we do know about this rising generation is they value transparency, they value honesty, and they appreciate it when administration or institutions are shooting straight with them. And it's a great way to build trust with this generation. So there's some added benefits as well among Generation Z and most likely Gen Alpha to come as well. So that's it for today, helping students better understand the campus culture before ever arriving on campus. All right, so that concludes the last section from our first Ascend book, Volume 1. We will be back again next week with our wrap-up podcast. And then we're looking forward to starting to launch new podcasts that are addressing our second Ascend book, Volume 2, which will be released in the weeks to come. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Ascend podcast. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, we hope you'll give us a like on your preferred listening platform and leave us a review. We also would invite you to connect with us on LinkedIn by simply searching for us, Jared Tippetts and Eric Kirby, where we would love to continue discussing today's topic with you.
And for more practical and proven strategies, just like the one you learned about today, check out our book, Ascend to Higher Retention Rates, Practical Strategies for Increasing Student Retention, Completion, and Student Success, which can be purchased on Amazon.com or on our website, www.tippettskirby.com.
We'll be back again soon with another podcast. Until then, keep on raging.